Ah, you have to love an escalator, don't you? It cannot fail. If it breaks, hey, it just becomes stairs.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Not long ago, my son introduced a new phrase to my vocabulary, epic fail. I think it happened when I stepped up on a ladder that was leaning against a very thin willow branch and said, "Hey, watch this!" Well, an epic fail, I learned, is a colossal goof-up, like the huge white letters on a road that say S-O-T-P rather than stop. Or the video of a guy who takes a run at a soccer ball, misses the ball, slips, lands on the ball, and it pops with a loud... Here are some of history's epic fails. NASA accidentally taped over the recording of the moon landing. Yes, according to Reuters, it's true. Was there a good football game on, or an episode of MASH, or what? Then there was the German U-boat that was sunk by its own toilet. That is right. U-1206 was fitted with a biffy that was so complicated, it could only be flushed by specially trained toilet flushers. If you've had toddlers, you may have tried to hire a toilet flusher yourself. But 1 week into U-1206's maiden voyage, the captain decided, in lieu of other ideas, that he was smart enough to try it himself. The resulting flood reached the ship's batteries and released chlorine gas, ironically, so they surfaced, were promptly located, and bombed, making it the only warship in naval history to be doomed by its own toilet. During the 2017 Academy Awards ceremony, the host announced that Best Picture went to La La Land. The cast filed onto the stage proudly to receive the year's biggest award. Then came a kerfuffle. A man grabbed the mic. "I'm sorry," he said, "there was a mistake. Moonlight won Best Picture." And last but certainly least comes the Great Emu War of 1932, when Australian farmland was overrun by 20,000 giant emus. The government sent in soldiers armed with machine guns to down the flightless birds, but the soldiers were recalled after a series of embarrassing failures. The operations commander said, "If we had a military division with the bullet-carrying capacity of these birds, it would face any army in the world. They could face machine guns with the invulnerability of tanks." Well, if the emus had a commander, he might have said, "If we could fly, these guys would have really been in trouble." Well, maybe you haven't failed quite so publicly. I hope you haven't flushed anything that sunk a submarine. But we've all failed at some point, haven't we? I've sure made royal mess-ups, and when I have, it's impossible to overestimate the value of encouraging words and an arm around my shoulder. One young Christian admitted that the biggest stumbling block in his Christian life was not his old drinking buddies, but a few skeptical Christians waiting for him to fall flat on his face so they could say, "I told you so." Please don't join that crowd. Many of us think we have the gift of discernment when it comes to the faults and failures of others. What we really have is the gift of disapproval, a gift we need to take back for a refund. Listen to Galatians 6. "If anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." Is there someone in your life who's struggling? Someone who has fallen? Stop being their critic and be their encourager. A little kindness could turn their life around. Who knows, that person might become your greatest encourager the next time you fail. We need each other, don't we? Reminds me of the time NASA lost the $125 million Mars orbiter. The reason? One engineering team used English measuring units, another used metric.
Laugh Again relies on the financial support of people like you who listen and are impacted by the program. If Laugh Again has touched your life, consider becoming a monthly partner. A monthly gift goes a long way to help Laugh Again bring a message of hope and joy across the country. To become a Laugh Again monthly partner, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.